Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, which I consider to be the best barbecue sauce in the world, the gourmet of all barbecue sauces, if you will. And also brought to us by Heavenly Bread Pudding, available at Brookshire's, and also you can get it at Brookshire's Brothers. Give some of this bread pudding a try with some hot coffee before your next outdoor outing. I guarantee you, you're going to love it. Well, folks, what do you say we head down to good old Lake Tewakene and check in with our buddy guide Tony Pennybaker down there? The catfishing for blues, eater blues, has been, as they say, off the chain. Tony, thank you for spending some time with us, buddy.
Hey, thanks for calling me, man. I enjoy talking with you.
A lot of people enjoy your words of wisdom, too, on our radio shows, Tony. Things are a little bit different now. Are there different from what I'm seeing the way you're fishing? Of course, you make your living guiding for catfish. Right now, early June is usually when a lot of people are using the punch bait up around the flooded willows. Well, in May, too, you know, for channel catfish. You haven't done that, and I applaud you. I mean, I love to catch channel cat, but those blues, what you call cutter blues, the eaters, they're thick as hops right now, still, aren't they?
Oh, they haven't spawned. You know, these little fronts keep coming through, and I think the warmest water I measured before the front a week or so back was like 79 degrees one afternoon. It might have climbed a degree or two higher before the sun started setting, but since these other fronts came through, it's about 75 degrees again.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's a little bit on the chilly side, and that kind of holds up the spawn. So the blues are—they're just holding. I'm still fishing the same. I'll fish some of the flooded willows, but my favorite's like right out where we caught them the last time you and I fished. I limited three men out there twice here lately with 75 blues.
Tony,
fishing the same waters.
Describe that. We're not looking for GPS coordinates on where me and you caught the fish, but it's a long point with clay. Describe the type of places that people could go and find them now.
I like to find a high bluff point that's washed down over the years. There's a lot of structure down there, and you can lose a rigging or two, but that's not relevant. You know, it's just a lot of holes and where roots have washed up, and there's still roots there because that point has washed down probably 200 or 300 yards since the lake came in.
Yep.
And you got a cove on each side of that with a lot of new growth willows from the drought that holds fish. But I like to pull up on those things and anchor in about 4 or 5 feet of water and throw the rigs out all the way around the boat. You know how I fish.
Yeah,
and bring them to me. But the days where I'm really successful, I'm can fish like crazy going into those points. They might be out there in 7 or 8 feet or 10 feet of water, but I kind of get central, throw those rigs out, and as soon as they smell that fresh bait, they come swimming to it.
You know, Tony, that's one thing that I wonder if a lot of people are really tuned into is how well our friend David Hansen told me one time. He said a catfish is a big swimming nose, and what he meant was their olfactory system, if you will, their sense of smell is so keen that it can detect a tiny drop of blood in many gallons of water. They can hone in on that fresh shad in the water, can't they?
Oh yeah, you know, take them just a second. They could probably be hundreds of yards from you when you start throwing in the fresh bleeding bait, and they're gonna head that direction.
Yeah,
come looking for it.
It's kind of amazing to me how they can do that. But there's a lot of things in the outdoors that, even after a lifetime of doing stuff, that I still haven't got figured out. That's one of them. You know, water's dense. Now, air, you can see how scent, say a doe, white-tail doe in estrus, how that scent could spread in the air. But it's a fact that it also spreads in the water. They can smell it for 100 yards or more away. So it always amazed me. A lot of things in the outdoors I don't guess we'll ever really figure out. But the truth is, put that fresh, and by fresh bait, you're talking about some fresh shad. The bloodier and oilier the better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yep. I've been using little buffalo and stuff here lately,
yep.
you know.
Yep.
The carp were spawning, and you can't hardly throw a net in the water without catching one.
They're up shallow, aren't they?
I mean, up here around my dock, I walk out there, I mean, you know, I hate to catch carp in my net.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they got that fin underneath down mm-hmm. there that's like a dang saw blade.
I know it.
And if they ever roll up in your net with that thing, you'll nearly have to cut it off the fish to ever get it out of your net. It's going to do some damage. But the other morning, I couldn't throw anywhere out here. I caught two carp in one throw. I mean big ones now.
Yeah.
They'll wreck your net.
Oh,
my
yeah.
So all
know.
Pieces. But I walk the other side and throw it, and you don't see anything. And
yeah.
as soon as it hits the
wow.
water, boom, takes off. We got another carp in it. That's been going on for about 10 days, and they'll probably be finishing up, you know, because they like that little chillier water spawning in.
For sure. Well, Tony, let's think about, so the blue catfish, and I have to keep up with you through Facebook, Tony Pennybaker, you know, and see all the pictures that you post on a daily basis of a whole bunch of fillets bagged up and then pictures of all the fish caught. And I've been there with you so many times, I know what's going on. But the channel cat up there, it should be awesome fishing right now if somebody wanted to target channel catfish, right?
I think you can. I've seen pictures of some guys that's been posting limits.
Yep.
And they've been going up around them willows, and I don't know if they're fishing with bobbers or throwing it on the bottom. I would think they're probably fishing with bobbers.
Yeah, probably.
And punch bait, cheese bait,
yep.
punch bait, or blood, either
mm-hmm.
one, don't matter. But they're catching tons of channel cats, some good sizes, too, look like.
Yeah, well, that's...
And, you know, we'll catch a channel cat or two nearly every trip, but sometimes we don't even catch them, but we're not trying to.
Right,
you know,
yep.
we don't fish... up as far in that willow, those flooded willows as they're fishing. They're fishing right up in them to get those channels.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I would think that the channel cat fishing is really good because I'm getting a whole lots of bites, the quick pull downs, and then about the time you think you should grab the pole, it bounces back up.
Mm-hmm. That quick
and
bite.
And I'm seeing a lot of that here the last week. And that's generally, that points to channel cat have really moved up.
So for somebody coming down to Tewakinee that might want to target channel catfish, I've done it so much down there, Tony, I could almost help you out with this tip. But just get up in some shoreline, shallow water with cover like willows, flooded willows, and use a floater, you know. If it's 3 foot of water,
mm-hmm.
we'll put that bait down about, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 inches off the bottom, near bottom, and a
mm-hmm.
cork, and get you some good punch bait, whatever, or treble hook, number 4, number 6. I guarantee you can catch, right now you should be able to catch all the channel cats.
Oh, you'll wear them out.
My thing is...
And if you don't want to handle the cheese bait, treble hook thing,
yep.
all you really need is a small hook, crappie hook. I was using them the other day. Remember I told you I was using my ultralight rigs in the shallows hunting crappie?
Yep, exactly.
And using very small shad, and I was catching blues and channels by numbers.
Both of them, yeah. Up in
a lot
there.
Of fun, but you can use just small pieces of bait and like a crappie hook
mm-hmm.
and go up in there and target those channels with a bobber. If there's a kind that don't kind of squeamish and don't want to handle that cheese bait.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You can just little tiny baits. I mean, you don't need a big one because they'll grab a hold of it and run, and you won't hook them.
You know those gold Aberdeen hooks, they've got their place. The thing I like about them, really, and I used to fish for catfish, you know, channel cat some with them, they'll straighten out. You know, I'd use like 17-pound line and put me about a little
mm-hmm.
old 18-inch leader of, say, 10-pound test. With a,
mm-hmm.
you know, with an Aberdeen hook on it, with a gold crappie hook, about a number
right.
two. And when you do get hung up, just pull that sucker straight back, and you break your little 10-pound test, or even 8-pound sometime. But that's
pretty. You might bend the hook.
Or just bend the hook. A lot of times you just bend the hook with the 10-pound. Well, Tony, folks, our guest is Tony Pennybaker down at Tuocini. We're out of time for their segment here, Tony. But hook people up with you on Facebook and then maybe leave a phone number. I know a lot of our listeners through the year or two, you know, have done just that. How do they reach you?
Just look me up on Facebook, Thunder Cove, Lake Tuocini, Catfish Guide. You can call me at 903-474-3078 anytime day or night.
Well, Tony, thank you, buddy, for all the fishing talk. I know a lot of people have picked up a tip or two. The main thing that they could learn from today's show is Lake Tuocini Channel Catfish or Good Eating Blues, either one, just come get them, right?
They're here and they're.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867. Folks, this is Luke. I want to tell you about an awesome place that I've discovered, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, right there on Highway 19, just north of Canton Trade Days. Some cottages that are really remote, private. What happens, you park your car in the front and you're escorted back to your remote cabin on the property. So there's not any traffic buzzing around like in a lot of campgrounds. MillCreekRanchResort.com is the website. There's 8 stocked lakes for you to fish. It's catch and release fishing, and I know of one 9.5-pound bass that was caught there. 9-hole disc golf that a lot of kids like to play. It's become very popular. Hayride, spas, a camp store, paddle boats. Lot to do there. The best way to learn more about Mill Creek Ranch Resort is simply go online, MillCreekRanchResort.com, and check them out. Remember those RV spots. If you want to come up Northeast Texas and headquarters somewhere, don't think you'll find a better place.